We are so glad that you have decided to join us today for the Bridge for Peace Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckhart. On this weekly podcast, which comes out every Wednesday, Annette interviews a member of the Bridge for Peace family. If you would like to learn more about our ministry or help us by becoming a financial partner, visit our website at bridgeforpeace.org. We hope you enjoy the interview and that you are inspired to walk closer to Jesus. Here is Annette.
Welcome to Bridge for Peace, bringing healing to the nations through the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We're so glad that you're with us today. I know that you've all been really touched by Barbara Mercier's testimony as she's been my guest and telling us the visions and the life changes and the amazing words that God has spoken to us that she has shared with us, and also her prayers, which have been so moving. And so once again, I welcome you, Barbara. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And where God will take us today, we don't know, but Lord, lead us, because
we trust him. That's right.
You know what they need. And we thank you that Barbara is your servant for this hour. Thank you, Lord, that she is so filled with your grace and your peace, your presence. And, you know, one of the things that I always feel characterizes you, Barbara, is so many joy is definitely there, so many things, but gratitude. You know, you're always grateful. And really, in this world where so many people are unhappy, complaining, comparing, feeling they're not getting what they're entitled to, so many things, you know, that gift that you have of gratitude, I'm wondering if I can ask you how that serves you and how gratitude, were you always like this? I guess I want to ask you, was this something just God put in you and you've always had this amazing gift of gratitude and thanksgiving, being grateful and appreciative? Is that, would you say it's part of the nature God gave you, or did you learn that or cultivate it at a time? Could you share a little bit on that with us?
That's such an interesting question, because gratitude has become the beat of my heart. I don't really know. I don't think I ever thought about it, but I would say no. I don't believe that that was always part of, I think at some point along the way, I was cranky. I think I had an unfriendly word, a snot face attitude. When I was very young, I didn't always have a good attitude. And so I know this is something that the Lord has done. I do know that I have learned to bring the issues of my heart to Jesus. And I, you know, one of the things that is recently really strong, actually, it was a friend of mine. Tom and I, my husband and I, were on our way to go to a conference with Crisis Response International, to be with this organization that we love. We were on our way, ran into a close friend who is also actually my son and my son's mother in love. She's a strong believer. Ran into her at the gas station. And she shared with me a brief story and testimony. And she said three words. She said, this is what God showed me. And she used the three words, real, raw, and ready. And when she said those three words, I felt like that was the Lord's voice. And how important it is for us to, in this moment in the history of the world, to be real, to be raw. And by that, I mean what is really, really, really going on in our guts and in our mind and in our heart, and be ready for him to be God. So I will say, through my journey, there have been seasons that have been very, very, very challenging emotionally, relationally, situationally. And I learned to take my guts raw. Jesus, I need you to step into my anger. I need you to step into my bitterness. I need you to come into this place of what is shaking me. And you have got to be who you are and take over. And I would work out the exchange. And he would take away. He would give me his beauty for ashes. He would give me his oil of joy instead of my healing. It was not in 15 minutes, but it became lifestyle. And along the way, I look back and I can't even muster up anger over things that were once a mountain that would have shaken me to the core is powerless. Waking up in the morning and realizing that the God of mercy is here. It's a new day. It fills my heart with gratitude. To discover that he is so tangible and so real in the littlest, every little issue. I don't know. So somehow the exchange of just thankfulness because of who his kindness.
You're saying it became a prayer point.
I think that's a good way to put it. Yeah.
It came to your awareness that you brought into prayer. You didn't just say, oh, I'm like this. Oh, well, that's how I am.
No, he doesn't leave us that way. In fact, I think recently we were singing a song in a church service about coming as we are. And I found myself saying, well, yes, thank God we can come as we are, real and raw.
Yes.
And ready for you. But if he comes as he is, if we let him, if we're open, because that's when we change.
Right. So it's not just saying, this is how I am, take it or leave it.
He doesn't leave us.
That wherever I am today, there's always something richer, something more beautiful. As you said, beauty for ashes, that God is in the process of transforming us. So as you say, he comes and visits us and he dwells within us. But then he's in the process of transforming us, which he does, as you were saying, when we come to him and we ask for the transformation. You know, sometimes people think, well, if God wants to do it, he will. Mm-hmm. You've heard that, Barbara. Right. We hear it, of course, being a healing ministry. Sometimes we hear it on the healing line. Well, if God wants to heal me, he will. Without saying, God, please heal me. You know, without opening our hearts to receive what he's poured out. So that's what I hear in what you're saying, that you didn't just say, well, I'm angry. If God wants to change that, he will.
No.
You know, well, I have some bitterness. If God wants to work in that, he will. But instead, it's like, God, please work in this. God, please give me your love for people where right now, you know, I just really don't want to be around them. And I heard that, the crying out in prayer for God's grace and mercy to transform me.
That's right.
Rather than thinking, if they wouldn't do that, I wouldn't get so angry. If they didn't do that, I wouldn't be bitter. You know, I guess asking God to do a work in me, which I thought was wonderful, a wonderful example. And the glory that comes with that, the happiness in life.
Thank you, Lord.
I love that you use the word mountain. Because as we know, that's the word that Jesus says, you know, if you have faith and you say to this mountain to move,
yes,
it'll move. And so I love that you use that word mountain. Yeah. And sometimes it feels like we're being crushed by that mountain.
Yes.
The reality is that we have been given authority through Jesus Christ, to which you shared with us last time, repent.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people just say, Lord, do this, do that. And they forget the reality that if I've been holding bitterness, unforgiveness, and anger towards someone, I need to repent of that so that the Holy Spirit can come in and clean that space so that mercy and compassion can come into that
That's
space.
Right.
So that, but it's beautiful, you know, to be real with the Lord, to be really open and to say raw, to let those feelings. And as we know, Barbara, it's not that he doesn't know them. he already knows them, but it's like our own realization, what's really going on within ourselves, that we're giving voice to that and then being ready for his miracle working power, expect in faith. You know, it's just amazing to know you, Barbara. People would think you were born that way.
Yeah.
We can't think of you in any other way, you know, than an appreciator, someone that's always expressing gratitude. So, you know, there's so much said about gratitude being the soft ground for new things to be planted in, for new things to spring up in, you know, that's the appreciation of what is here that becomes so fertile for what is yet coming. So how has that played out in your life, Barbara?
Specifically gratitude? Well, here's something that's coming to my mind. In 1988, we were, you know, living here, my husband and I and our three children. And we were serving the Lord. We were getting to know God, you know, pretty well in our lives. We were serving him in our workplace, in our community, in church life. And one night while we were in, you know, full of life, having dinner, a picnic in the backyard, we had cooked our dinner on a deep fryer. There were 10 of us between my cousins and my nieces and nephews and brother. We had to leave the house in a hurry and we to go to the hospital and see my grandmother. And then we came back 1 hour and 15 minutes later and found that a road was blocked off with fire engines and our house was on fire, burning down. And we came home and this was going on. And we had a 9-year-old and a 4-year-old and a 1-year-old. I was holding my youngest, my 1-year-old, in my arms on the front lawn with the flame as the flames were coming out. And people from the community, there were literally hundreds and hundreds of people who were just drawn to this disaster that was happening. And people would say, "What do you need? How can I help?" And all I could think in that moment was, "I need a diaper." I was holding my 1-year-old. And I will fast forward to... in 1 hour and 15 minutes, we lost everything almost. And we also watched the Lord, who we would always say he owns everything. We watched him begin the process of restoration, of providing, of giving us a place to stay, of a community coming together, of finding my books in the car. Everything we touched, we began to realize, no, look what God restored. Look what God did. Look what he's in the midst of absolute loss and devastation of tangible things. He began, we just had no control. and people began to help us in ways that we didn't even know we needed help. And so I would say that was a turning point of gratitude. We were astonished at watching what the Lord not only provided for materially in giving us things that we needed just for the next day, but it took 15 months. We restored our old Victorian style home. We restored it. He taught me personally. Us, but about, I will tell you that when we walked into the house the day after the fire and it stunk to high heaven, it was stinky, it was burnt, it was awful. He said, "This is the condition, the state of a soul when I pluck it from hell. Now watch what I will do." And there was condemned sign on the front door, condemnation. You know, and then came the building permit, giving the Lord permission to work. And then came the restoration. And we watched the restoration. And I identified with the house along the way until we walked back into what I feel like I had nothing to do with it. I just wanted my house put back together so I could put my kids to bed in their own instability. The atmosphere of stability, but God restored, and he taught us that he restores our soul, the awareness of that, to know that he's in the midst of things that might look horrible, he is always God who restores our soul. He leads us through.
Thank you, Barbara. Well, I just pray for everyone listening today that you will know that God is the one who's building in your life, and he and only he can restore your soul. Be blessed today. Thanks for joining us.
We hope you have enjoyed this inspiring episode of the Bridge for Peace, Healing to the Nations podcast with Annette Eckert. If you would like to learn more about the ministries of Bridge for Peace or help us continue publishing these podcasts by becoming a financial partner, please go to our website, bridgeforpeace.org. If you desire to learn more about praying for healing and understanding all that the grace of God provides for you through the shed blood and resurrection of Jesus Christ, check out our Foundation e-courses on our website. Also, if you have any questions, need prayer, or have a story to share, email us at info@bridgeforpeace.org. Please join us every Wednesday for more inspiring interviews with Annette. This is Scott Silverberg for Bridge for Peace founders Ed and Annette Eckert, wishing you a blessed day and hoping that you would allow Jesus to become your bridge for peace.